This is Jody DeVere. Oh, wait, 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 I gotta do this whole thing. Okay.
It's time for Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women, with Jody DeVere, founder of AskPatty.com. Now here's Jody DeVere and her guest.
Well, welcome everyone. Jody DeVere here, CEO of AskPatty.com. Welcome to our monthly radio show featuring my two guests, Diane Larson, owner of Larson Service of Peabody, Mass., and Patty Fleischman, who is the co-owner of a tire and service group located in and around Phoenix, Arizona, Community Tire and Auto Service. Welcome, Patty and Diane, and thank you for joining me on the show this month.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Thank you, Patty. Thrilled to be here.
You know, often in the Phoenix area, they think that Patty Fleischman is Patty, and I always love that because she and her team there at Community Tire are definitely certified female-friendly experts with automotive advice, as well as Diane Larson's business. In fact, recently I spent some time with Diane at the annual Kansas-Missouri ASA Vision High Tech meeting. We had a great fun time there. Right, Diane?
Oh, we had a blast out in Kansas City, yes. Got a lot smarter, learned a lot about cars, met some great people. Great being with you, Jody.
Yeah, it was really amazing. And a lot of women in attendance and some leaders. I think it might be a little surprising that a lot of women are involved in automotive repair business and have knowledge, and that's what we're about here today, is to really provide you some tips and advice to really empower you and advance your knowledge about all things automotive. I do want to wish everyone a safe and happy St. Patrick's Day. That's March 17th is the date of this recording. Hope you drive safe out there. And I also want to send out some prayers and comfort to all of those who are affected by the catastrophic events in Japan. Our hearts really go out to you, and especially those who are automotive industry workers and families. We just want to know that our thoughts and prayers are with you here at Ask Patty, and I'm sure with Patty and the rest of the crew here on the call today. So the first thing I want to cover, because I think this all of the things that are happening in the world right now are really impacting something that's on the minds of a lot of women today, is the price of fuel. And perhaps, Diane and Patty, you could share some tips on how to keep your car more fuel efficient as during this period of time, especially as we get ready for spring and summer vacations. Diane, any tips for the women out there?
Jody, we have some great tips and stuff on watching your fuel mileage and seeing that price creep up. I'm not sure what you're seeing on the West Coast, but the East Coast here, we're getting close to $4 a gallon, and we all try to conserve as much as we can. One of the easiest ways to do that is by monitoring your tire pressure. Having a low tire can affect your fuel mileage about 3%, depending upon how low it is and stuff. So by checking, and you can find out what your proper tire pressure is. Some of today's vehicles have different pressures in the front than the rear tires. So it's not like we can just go with a standard 32 anymore. You need to open up your door and look in the door jamb and see what your tire pressure should be set at. And then check it with a good monitor and stuff, which is probably available at any independent service station you could pull into, pick up yourself a little tire monitoring. But that's something to definitely keep an eye on. One of my other favorite things is just your driving style, just slowing down. A lot of us are very, very hurried today. We're rushing around, we're rushing here, we're rushing there. But, boy, does that do a job on our gas mileage. So just by slowing down, I know one of my friends I was talking to about this said one of the best ways to drive, and I can drive pretty aggressively myself, but is just to pretend you have an egg under your foot. So just to ease into that gas pedal instead of gunning it. And jackrabbiting and stuff, so just going slow. Cutting back on weight on your car, if you have a roof carrier, your trunk's full, and you've been all winter and you have all sorts of stuff, get out there and do your spring cleaning and pull the weight off. The weight can definitely affect your fuel mileage. And, Patty, do you have any ideas that maybe you could add
to
that?
I'll chime in on that. Ladies, you're busy. You have soccer, you have sports things, kids have to be somewhere. Plan your route in advance. That will be the biggest thing and biggest help to you. Your plan to the store, your plan to the doctor, make all these trips count that you can possibly do. Another good tip is make sure your gas cap is on tight. There is so much gasoline that is lost due to vaporization. And many cars will actually show, you might get a check engine light. And just something simple that like that, your gas cap may not be tight enough. So let's make sure those gas caps are tight. Another thing, let's check your air filter. In Arizona, we have to deal with the dust. And let's keep those things cleaned out. Another item is keep your car running in good running condition. Poor running engines waste fuel. That's just simple as that. Diane was talking about the jackrabbit accelerating in traffic. Have you ever noticed that if you hang the trucks when you're in traffic, always seem to get ahead of you? There's a reason why, because they keep at a constant speed. They're not running up through the lines and then stopping. Hang with the trucks. Another thing is, if it's nice out, open the window. You don't need the air conditioner. Let's get back to some nature. And, again, you might want to consider downsizing. Do you have a car that you've outgrown and your kids are gone now? You really need that size of a Suburban or a vehicle like that. And another thing is don't drive. Simple. You've got now Phoenix has a light rail. You have great bus systems. And normally I wouldn't say that being in the car repair business, but we're all dealing and having to deal with these $4 a gallon charges. And believe me, my car takes over $70 to fill it up, and that really hurts. We all can do a better job in watching our gas usage.
Oh, that's a great suggestion, Patty and Diane. And, I just want to add to that because I live in Southern California, and Californians are almost guilted into being more energy efficient here. We're, and I call it one of the West Coast Green Belt here. A few years ago, I drove a Yukon. That made me feel guilty because I don't have kids anymore at home. So then I moved down to a Dodge Magnum, so I'd have a little bit more room, and I got guilted out of that. And now I'm driving a very economical, small vehicle. I drive a Subaru Legacy, and I've had the car 2 years. I have 14,000 miles on it only.
Yeah, we just don't realize how much we really are running around, and maybe for no reason at all. We could bundle all those trips up. Another one was, I don't know why this is, gas prices always jump before holidays. So, our next holiday is Easter. So let's plan on buy your gas before the holiday. Simple. It's going to go up. I don't know why, but it does.
Yeah,
another thing.
You're right. It's so frustrating because, busy people, you wait till the last minute and you're paying the premium, right? So that's a great suggestion.
Exactly. So,
Patty, and one of the things and stuff that dawned on me while I was hearing Patty talk too is a lot of us happen to sit, whether we're waiting in the queue for our cup of coffee or waiting for the kids at the school bus or so, with our cars running. We talked about not using the air conditioning and stuff and rolling down the windows, but turn the car off. With today's cars and stuff, it doesn't take any more fuel to start it back up. So turn it off and save the gas there instead of sitting idling.
Absolutely. Another thing is buy your gas in the morning. The cooler part of the day is when you should be buying your gas. Gas is measured from the pump by the volume, so it's actually slightly denser when the ambient temperature is cooler. So if you can be a little smarter, and in your time, you can do that within your time, your schedule. We've just got to be a little smarter in how we drive.
you know, just recently, I've worked out a system with my children who have kids of their own, and they actually have to drive larger vehicles. My son and daughter-in-law have four children. They can't fit into a little bitty car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we have worked out is that if they're going by themselves, the two of them, right, and I'm babysitting the kids,
right,
they leave the big car with me and take the little car. In fact, they all went out, my kids together, and they all came to my house, dropped their cars off, and went and took my car, carpooled. You know, nobody's brought up carpooling. You know, one way to save on gas, my son actually carpools to work every day now to save on gas, and they share the gas expense with some friends that all have to drive into the city. So, you know, you have to really, you know, that's a big chunk out of your budget when it gets to $4 a gallon.
Yeah, Howard and I, we carpool, and we're about 30 miles from town, so we really kind of, we put our schedules together and say, okay, what are you doing, and I'm doing this, and we look and plan our day, and we have to do that. Gas is a lot of money, and I'm a woman, I would certainly rather spend that money elsewhere.
Oh, me too, you know, and this just leads to the next thing I want to cover is that you're right. It's coming on to spring, and a lot of people are planning road trips for their spring break and or coming up right around the corner is the summer holiday. And so I wanted to give everyone a chance to give some tips on preparing for a road trip. And what are the things that you need to do? Check out your vehicle and you know, some additional ways on long-distance driving trips, perhaps, to, you know, economize on fuel and so forth. So I'm sure you have some great, I love road trips, so, you know, I love them. So, Diane?
One of the things I think that is so important, and we're talking about fuel cost, is to have the car properly maintained. There are so many things on the car that you can be looking at that can affect not only your safety out there, but the fuel economy also. Things that we might not think of, like brake drag. So if you have a brake that's sticking on it and stuff, it's going to slow down and, again, affect the fuel economy. Patty talked about the dirty air filters and mass airflows and throttle bodies and things that you might not think to look at. So there are a lot of things that you can look at yourself before you go off for a road trip. But I highly recommend having a qualified technician check out your car for you before you head off. You were talking about saving money and spending it on different things and stuff, and you can save yourself a lot of money by having an ASE technician check your car out and take care of things when they're small things. You should be checking all your fluids and stuff, which, again, they can do or you can do yourself. You wash your fluid, your oil, your transmissions. The filters would be important to check. Safety things like tire. We talked about tire pressure and how important that is. But also looking for cracking on the outside, especially out in the West Coast and stuff. I'm sure you guys must see a lot of that. Actually, Patty, you're in the tire business.
Tire business, and remember, heat is our enemy. That is, and we live in Arizona, so we see a lot of it. And people think just because I have a 30 or 60,000 mile warranty on my tires, well, okay, but you don't. You know, you live in Arizona, and it's 85 to 118 degrees outside, and then you're on blacktop freeway going 85 plus. You have a lot of danger, and if you've got all your loved ones in the back of that car with you, you're responsible for what is hitting that road, and that's four tire imprints on that road. So it's your responsibility to make sure that those tires are in good condition, they're inflated correctly. You know, if you're going on a road trip, you've made that conscious decision not to fly, and, you know, they're dealing with the high gas prices, too. So you have to do your due diligence and do that once over on this vehicle. And that also includes changing those wiper blades. Arizona, you've got to change those things at least twice a year. Not that we have a lot of rain down here, because we don't, but they get dry and brittle. And you may be going to a place that automatically has a rain shower, and you don't know they're bad until you turn them on. So make sure you check those wiper blades. Another thing is make sure you have an extra set of keys. how many times that you get so involved in doing, whether you're with girlfriends or your family or kids, and you may have lost your keys and now you're stuck. Now you have to have your ignition rekeyed. Make sure you have an extra set of keys on you. If you're traveling, make sure you have a first aid kit. And another major thing is you must have your water and an emergency kit, along with flashlight, blankets, and basic tools. You don't know where you're going to break down. You don't know where your cell phone's not going to work. You may not be wearing heels or a cute little skirt, but someone's going to stop and help you. You've got to empower yourself and take charge of an emergency situation until help actually is going to be there and assist you. There's a lot of things you need to do going on a vacation than just popping in and going. Do you have a GPS? That would be a good thing to have. Plan your route. Tell people where you're going. Let them know when you're going to be there so they know if they don't hear from you, they have a starting point where to start looking for you or a highway patrol to start looking for you. Do you know the laws where you're going? Do you know the laws? Can you turn right on a red light? You can't be ignorant to where you're going. Don't travel alone. And that's probably one of my bigger things besides keeping your car fit. Jody, would you suggest
a couple of things that little tools and tips is, because most of us do carry mobile devices, is, you know, if you want to be really savvy, there's a little application you can have called Gas Buddy, and it will locate for you in wherever you are the best price gas station near closest to you. Before I go out and buy gas now, I look it up on Gas Buddy. You can get it on your mobile device and find out which station has the best price that day and buy my gas there. And you can also, there are a lot of applications for road trips that you can go to actually tell you where the closest hotel is, or tell you where the closest hospital is in case of emergency. And I also recommend if you didn't get roadside service with the purchase of your car, a lot of automakers are offering that, you know, towing service. I've been a AAA member for towing for, oh my gosh, 34 years.
I love my AAA. Yeah.
You know, be sure you have a service because you may not use it often in your lifetime, but it has happened to me a few times, and boy, am I glad I had that. You know, and that I knew I was going to be taken care of. And they were wonderful. Or if you just have a dead battery and you don't happen to be in an area, always carry either jumper cables or a self-contained jump box will get you out of needing a jump. But if you don't have that, at least the AAA, you've got some, you know, someone to come and rescue you, or at least even help you if you do get a flat tire and you're not able to do that. You know, one of the things that I recommend for every woman, if you're going to be a driver, is to take a basic maintenance class. If you're going to be traveling alone and taking road trips and, you know, married or not, you really need to know a little bit more about your car, how to change a tire. I think a lot of new car owners are surprised to find out when they do have a flat tire that there is no replacement tire for that car. And there's also some things, there's some items that you can purchase at parts stores, which is Instaflat, in case of, you know, you get a flat tire, to just to boost that tire enough to get you to the closest repair shop or tire dealer, hopefully a certified female-friendly one. There's a lot of tools, and do some homework and, you know, get yourself armed. You know, I think that recent events that have unfolded, you know, it's made me feel more in the mood to be prepared for an emergency. And I certainly encourage you, better safe than sorry, and, you know, and with a Girl Scout out there selling cookies, it reminds me to also be a good Girl Scout and follow that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Another one, try to travel around cities that aren't during the rush hour. You know, when you're traveling and you know you're hitting 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in L.A., you don't want to do that. So plan your travel times around not
not the busy times, okay? Either early morning you want to get through L.A. or late evening through St. Louis. You just don't want to hit their rush hour because it's hard enough on a regular day of a city you do know than entering a city in their rush hour, and you that's very difficult, and it's confusing, and you get anxious behind the wheel, and that's when accidents happen. You know, there's another thing. If you're really driving out, way out, make sure you try and travel with the big trucks, the semis. Those are your big brothers, because if there's something wrong, and they can call for help for you, it's nice traveling with those the semis. They do look out for you.
Well, yeah, they all have those CB radios or whatever, and they have a lot of monitoring systems. You know, I just recently returned from a road trip on the East Coast, and I was very unfamiliar with the area, and I could just share a personal clip. When I arrived at the airport, it was very late, and there was freezing rain, and I was like, oh, my. And I had not planned to do a GPS because I had my printed out Google Maps directions, but you know what? For safety reasons alone, I did rent the GPS for my rental car, and I'm telling you, it was a lifesaver because it was so pitch black, and it was just about freezing, so the rain had turned into slush, and it was kind of messing up my visibility to see the road signs. It probably would have taken, I'd probably gotten lost had I not had that GPS.
And it's easy to do in unfamiliar areas. It truly is. And when you don't have to take those risks, don't take them. Spend the extra few dollars.
By the way, it was like $20 a day. It was hardly anything. And it made my whole road trip throughout Maryland and Virginia so much more pleasant because I could be completely almost brain dead. Because it was telling me, it was even warning me of where to make sure I made the right turns. I was loving it because I don't do enough driving to have a GPS in my car. It's really not needed. I loved it, and I've used them before, but on this particular trip, I really saw how much it made me safer, right?
Have you tried that on your mobile device? You may be able to pick up an app for that. You talked about the apps on your phone. So this should be a good request or so. And I do believe some of those are talking ones, actually, depending upon your application.
Yeah, there are mobile apps that speak to you, and you can download them. iPhone has a really good one. And I think we even have something listed about that on Ask Patty in one of our articles. But, again, I think it's just, you know, all of these suggestions are fantastic. And because I'm a very dear friend of mine did not check her tire tread and did not have properly inflated tires a few years back, I'm quite a proponent of tire safety. And I want to talk about that a little more in depth because she went on a road trip for her 20th anniversary and unfortunately had a blowout and she died. And it was very tragic. And she actually died in her husband's arms on the 5, on the way back from the 20th anniversary event, and left 3 children without a mother. And so this is very serious stuff. It can happen to you. And one of the things that I want to talk about, and I know Diane has a lot of expertise, is the misunderstanding about what is TPMS, Tire Pressure Monitoring System. Many new cars come with it, and I want Diane to share some facts about TPMS and how that relates to tire safety, and as an informed woman or consumer, what you need to know about TPMS to keep you safe on the road. Go ahead, Diane.
Jody, thank you. Tires are one of my favorite safety things, and something so easily checked, and sometimes, like you said, can be life-altering by not checking them. I mean, like Patty said, that's what holds you on the road. That's your contact with the road. And some clients, we had a client in today that just hadn't looked at the tires, and the tires were bald, and I thought about the weather yesterday where it was rainy and slippery, and oh, my heavens. One of the things I love, the new tire pressure monitoring that have been required in all vehicles since 2008, Some makes have had them for a long time, but 2008, they do have to be in all vehicles. There are two different types of tire pressure monitoring systems available to us. One of them is a sensor that goes in the tire and actually monitors the tire pressure sensor, and if there's a problem with that, a tire starts to go lower. So one of my favorite kinds, it'll turn a light on in the dash. And this light on the dash, I'm not sure who came up with the symbol. They must not have asked us for our opinion, because it kind of is a funky little, it looks like a horseshoe, and it has an exclamation mark, and it has little wavy lines underneath that are supposed to be the tire tread. It's a little yellow light that will come on in your dash. Some people drive around with that light on. Some vehicles are more sensitive, depending upon what type of monitoring system's in it. But if that light comes on in your dash, then make sure that you get and find out what's wrong with it. Don't get used to it coming on, because you're not going to know if you come out to a flat tire that's unsafe. And, you know, we're out in the mall and it's late at night and you're hopping into your car and driving off and you have a flat tire. That light is such a good thing to come on. Here in New England, we have quite a change in temperature. And with that type of system, especially most of, over half of my vehicles drive Toyotas, and they have a great system. So that light comes on a lot because it's always monitoring my client's tire pressure. When the temperature changes 10 degrees, the pressure in your tire can change over a pound or a pound and a half. So if it drops 2 or 3 pounds, then that light on your dash will come on. So here in New England, where we can have changes of temperature of 30 or 40 degrees in the fall or the winter or sometimes in the middle of summer, who knows, that light can tend to come on. And sometimes, like I said, it's just a pain in the butt that oh, geez, that light's on again. But much, much better and much safer than coming out to a flat tire. The other type of system, that's called a direct sensor that goes into the tire. The other type that they have is an indirect monitor. It sort of monitors the tire pressure a little differently. It takes the circumference of the tire as it's going round and round. And again, if it sees a difference, so one of the tires goes flat, then it's going to turn that light on in the dash. Because of that type of system, it's really, really important with today's cars that you have matching tires. So let's say you went to a service station, you went to a tire shop, and they tell you you need four matching tires. Well, that would be the reason, because if you put on, one of the reasons, if you put on a mismatched tire, it's going to cause that monitor light to stay on because it's not going to be reading all the wheels correctly. But temperature change can cause it. One of the other things, if that light does come on, and especially if you've been one of the people that's battling, oh, geez, that light's always on in my dash, I just ignore it. And again, my suggestion is please don't ignore it. Go find out what the problem is. If that light's on, there's a problem somewhere. And it could affect your safety. Some of our cars and stuff, it's really good to know, have four monitors on them, so your four tires. But some of our cars have five monitors. And a lot of places miss that there could be five sensors on your vehicle, and that could be the problem. Maybe it's the spare tire that's causing that light to come on a lot. The way that you easily could find that, we talked earlier about finding tire pressure, the readings, when you open up your door, it will tell you what your tire pressure should be. Should they be 29 in the front, 30 in the back? There'll also be the proper tire pressure for your spare there. We have two types of spare tires. Somebody talked about a little mini spare that comes with the cars, and some cars have a full-size spare. So if you have four tires that are showing around 30 pounds, and your spare tire shows around 30 pounds, then you know it's a full-size spare, and it probably also has a monitor in it. So you have to have somebody check the tire pressure on your spare tire too, which could be stowed in your trunk. You might have to pull everything out of your trunk, dig down, and check the tire pressure. But if that's not set properly, then it's going to turn that light on. So you could keep checking all four tires, and they're right, and that light's still on, and you ignore it. Please don't ignore it. Have somebody check your spare tire. Now, if you read on the driver's door, again, on the door jam, there's some cool information there, and one of them, again, tells you what your tire should be set at for your vehicle. If all four tires show you around 30 pounds, so 28, 32. And then the spare tire says 60 or 70 pounds. Well, that tells you that it's a different kind of little mini spare. And that tire would not have a monitor. But if you show four tires and a spare tire that all have about the same weight, chances are you have a monitor in your spare tire that needs to be checked as well as the other ones. The tire pressure monitoring, like I said, it's a great, great safety feature. That's why it's mandatory in all cars now since 2008. Please, when that light comes on, don't ignore it. Get out there, get your tires checked. The tires are your most important safety feature. Please have somebody check them for you. Patty?
Well, there's a reason why it was governed that these tire pressure monitoring system, which are the TPMS, are on all these cars because the Joe public will not monitor their tires. They won't go out and check with a tire gauge those pressures. And those are hazards out on the freeway. And by the system monitoring the air in those, hopefully they'll take heed and they'll go check that or have a facility check it. We just want to keep them in check. In Phoenix, we use a lot of nitrogen. Do you do that on the East Coast? It's very hot here, and it can be 60 in the morning. It can be 115 in the afternoon. So, yes, those monitoring systems go crazy out here. So we use the nitrogen, and it helps stabilize those systems where they're not going off all the time, which can be a pain. The molecules of nitrogen are much smaller, and they don't dissipate through the sidewalls as easily. So maybe it's a system that you don't have to check it maybe every 3 months. So they do stabilize the tires immensely on the road. This is why airlines use nitrogen. This is why NASCAR or your racing circuits use nitrogen. They've known about this for many years, and it's just come out to the public that we can offer it to our clients in their tires to help stabilize the pressure. Good advice, Diane. That's excellent.
Now, if that light does come on and it does have to be reset, again, a lot of times you can pull in if you're able to check your own tire pressure. We have learned how to read it on the door panel. If there's a spare and it's around the same size as the four tires, you'll have to check that also. And then look in your owner's manual. You may have a reset procedure that you can just reset it yourself. However, some of my clients' cars do have to have a computer programmer to be able to reprogram that light. So if we put a new tire on or we rotate them or what, who, where, then we need to go in and talk to their computer and tell their computer that we have moved these sensors, we've moved the tire and reprogram that. But some of them can just simply be reset. Again, a lot of the Toyotas are very user-friendly. So try it.
Real technical world, isn't it? Real technical world.
Oh, it's way fun. It keeps us much safer.
You know, and let's make sure that if you spring anybody's on a road trip, again, I apologize, we didn't mention spare tire, and that is crucial. You must have a spare tire. Don't just look. Make sure it is working. It's filled, not just there.
And where are we going to find the tire pressure, girls? Huh? Where's that reading? Who remembers?
Where is it? It's in the glove box or on the side placard of your door. And you need to look there, folks.
Open the driver's door. It's going to be listed right there what you should set those tires at. So important.
Absolutely.
With safe cars and for fuel economy. Oh, you know what? Speaking of gas, we were talking about gas a little bit earlier. One of the other things while you have your owner's manual out that a lot of us don't bother to read, but pull out your owner's manual. It has great, great stuff in it, is find out what level gas you should be putting into your car, what the proper fuel is. With today's cars, what they recommend for that car is what you should be putting into it, because depending upon what spark plug has in it, it determines how hot it can burn. So having the proper octane fuel is going to make a difference on your fuel economy. So, and again, that's right in your owner's manual. There's some good reading in your owner's manual. Next time you're waiting for the kids or waiting for your Dunkin' Donuts or coffee or Starbucks, read your owner's manual.
If your car says unleaded, ladies, put unleaded in it. Don't put premium. You're wasting your gas. You're wasting your money. What I'm saying is if it says premium, put the premium. If it's unleaded, put the unleaded in. be smart about your vehicle. Know your vehicle. And another thing was check your battery. Oh, my gosh. Every facility out there normally has a battery checker. So make sure that battery is charged and well to go on these road trips. And have fun.
You know, I want to also say that on fuel economy and tires, that there are choices for more fuel-efficient tires available today, low-resistance tires that actually get better fuel economy. And a lot of women are not familiar with those tire choices. And, you know, you really need to do a little research. You know, if you want, you can go to AskPatty.com, and we have several tire industry experts on our panel of expert women, including Patty Fleischman, who could share with you some of those tire choices that will make your road trip more fuel efficient by driving on more fuel efficient tire products, right? And it's always a good idea if you're going along, if you need a new set of tires for long distance riding, to get a set of those. And so there's another way that you can overall, you know, save on fuel economy. And some of the other things that I know about road trips, other than being prepared and all the safety, is to have fun. And so, you know, why don't we all share a little road trip story just to, you know, share with our listeners. Diane, I'm sure you've had some adventures out there. What's the best road trip you've ever been on? The most fun?
Oh, my heavens. It doesn't have to do with fuel economy, actually. My favorite road trips is my late husband and myself used to go Hummering all the time. We had a Hummer, which is an off-road vehicle. And, oh, my heavens, we had so much fun on our road trips and stuff. Just great. I just love getting in the car and having quiet time and getting on the highway and just going. But like you say, that's after the vehicle has been all checked out and safe and ready, and just sit back and relax and chill. And I absolutely adored that quiet time in the car with my husband. What a great, great memory, Patty. Thank you. And then we got to go off-roading, which is called Hummering, and that was way, way fun, too. So got real dirty, had a great time, yes, but, oh, I love my road trips.
What about you, Patty? Any road trip stories you could share?
I've got one that I can share, only because a lot of you ladies have children that are starting to drive, and that's a crazy time. We have normal moms, and then we get crazy, and kids wonder why. So my son had decided to take my Riviera out when I was sleeping and did roadies and circles, and this was a day before we were supposed to go up to go skiing up to Colorado. And it was out all night, and he ran up a lot of miles, and he hit a lot of curbs, and it was not good. I didn't know what he hurt underneath that vehicle, and I didn't have time to take it in to have it put up on a rack. And so, ladies, what I had to do, because I wasn't going to spoil my vacation because I had to put him in big time out, I rented a car. So if you're not sure of the condition of your car and you don't have the time and you've got a lot of people depending on you, don't be afraid to go rent a car.
Oh, okay. Great.
Go rent a car. And it'll take all the stress off of you because there will be no surprises. Those cars are maintained. They're serviced every day. They're serviced every time it's rented out. And you know that those cars are given the once over. So if you're afraid of your vehicle, you don't know your vehicle, someone's had your vehicle, you don't know what they've done to it, go rent a car. It's worth its weight in gold and certainly a peace of mind. So for all the people that are starting to drive and you don't know where your children are going with your car, that there is an option out. Rent it.
You know, that's such a great idea. I actually did that. And you know what? For those of you who are still driving Hummers, no offense, Diane, you could rent a more fuel-efficient car to take your road trip to save on fuel economy as well. And I actually did that a few years back, and it's kind of a cute story. I'm a big dog lover, and I actually went on a 4,000-mile road trip with two miniature dachshunds. and they were really teeny tiny, and I had them secured properly, of course, in the car, and went all the way up the coast of California into Canada, way up into Canada, came back down through the Grand Tetons and Yellowstone, back to California. It was a couple-week trip and camped the whole time and just had a blast in a rental car. And just it was wonderful because it was actually a vehicle that was lower in fuel economy than the one I currently own, and it was also, believe it or not, more roomy and more convenient for that type of a road trip. And my little wiener dogs just loved it because the height of the window was perfect for them to see out. And that's very important when you're driving with wiener dogs who want to put their noses out the window.
Yeah, you do. You have to, you know, you have to take consideration of are you a pet owner? Are you traveling with a pet? Are the hotels you're going to that you, do you know they're pet friendly? You know, you have things for your pets as well as your children. There's a lot of things going in the back seat, and you can be distracted very easily. And make sure they have things to do back there, and they mind. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You've got to keep your eyes on the road and keep them busy. Keep everybody busy so you can all get to where you want to go safely.
Awesome. Are there any other quick tips that you want to give out? I thank you so much, Diane and Patty. Great tips, great advice. Such a pleasure having you on the show. Any last quick tips, Diane, that you want to throw out there before we close the show today?
Jody, the one thing I'm not sure I didn't have scratched off on my notes if we hit or not was to check your lights and stuff, your lights, your directional, your blinkers. It only takes a second to do a walk around. Do it with somebody else there. Make sure your brake lights are working, your headlights, the lenses are clean. Your windshield's clean. We want you to have a safe trip. And, Jody, thank you so much for having me. Patty, I had a blast. Safe travels,
awesome.
Everybody.
Absolutely. My final tip, make sure your insurance is up to date. Make sure that if you're going somewhere, and I don't think a lot of people are traveling driving into Mexico right now, but if you are, make sure that you have travel insurance, not only for extra insurance for your vehicle, but extra health insurance for yourself, because usually your health insurance in the States are not going to be covered down in another country. And as well, if you're going abroad, make sure you're up to date on insurance and mainly your health insurance. These are all things that creep up, and unfortunately they always happen when there is an incident, whether it's an accident or falling or you get ill. You want to have all that backup so you have a peace of mind that you can be taken care of anywhere you go in the country. Have a list of emergency phone numbers, not only on yourself, but on in your phone. It's called ICE, and put it in your phone and note it as ICE, in case of emergency. So
Patty, I just read about that. Wasn't that great to be able to put that in? And, you know, my son-in-law is a paramedic and a fireman, and he wasn't aware of the ICE program.
Mm-hmm.
Could you take just a minute and explain to the girls how that works? I probably found that on the Ask Patty site. I thought it
right.
was so awesome.
If you're in an accident, and Lord forbid you're not, but if you are, you're unconscious, and you're traveling, and maybe you're just going to and from work, and you're by yourself, and you're not able to talk, but they do. Most people have a phone. They can pick up that phone and they can push the, look at ICE in your eyes in your address book, and they can go to every emergency person you put in there to be able to contact you to make sure that they can get you treated right away, and get a hold of the people that make those decisions. And they can meet you at the hospital, and there's no delay in your medical treatment. So, ladies, in your phones, in your kids' phones, ICE means in case of emergency. Everybody needs a medical attention, and if you're not able to give the right answers, you're not able to talk, your phone's got to speak for you because no one's there. They don't know who you are. They're going
to
track you down with your life.
I have a nice story with you guys and stuff. Like
that's
I said,
right.
About this not too long ago, so I put my eldest daughter in as ICE and then her name, so in case of emergency, and then Lisa's name, but the last digit I put as a 0 instead of an 8. So this guy calls me the other night, and he said, I keep getting texts from you, So every time I text, I thought I was texting my daughter. I was texting Chris. We chatted for a while. He was a nice guy, but he's been getting all my daughter's texts because I put the wrong number in.
That's my cute story.
It was fun.
Yeah, you got it. You know, and I think these are such great little tips. And you two are a plethora of great information. And for more information from our expert women on Ask Patty, you can go to askpatty.com, click the Get Advice box of your question. It is free advice, and the expert panel will answer you within 24 hours. Diane and Patty are both parts of our panel and would be happy to answer your questions. And I just thank you both so much for participating in our monthly Automotive Advice Expert Show. I hope you both have a wonderful spring break and summer vacation, and I'll have you back on the show again soon. Just awesome.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Jody. It was our pleasure.
Thank you, Jody.
So for more,
happy spring to everybody.
Yeah, really. Happy spring, and again, happy St. Patrick's Day, and don't drink and drive today. Listen, to find a certified female-friendly location for tire service or to buy a car, visit askpatty.com. Go to the locator, put in your zip code. You'll have a great experience. And for more automotive advice, visit us next month for our monthly show. Thanks for joining us. This is Jody DeVere, CEO of AskPatty.com, out.
You've been listening to Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women. The Ask Patty Show is a Boomer in the Bay production.